Oh, I want you the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I want you the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program أسماء الحسنى Alhamdulillah we're hearing the beautiful names of Allah عز وجل And the name that we will begin our episode with today is Al-Muntaqim. Alif Lam, Mim, Noon, Ta, Qaf, and Mim. Al-Muntaqim. Muntaqim is the one who takes revenge. This is the basic meaning of it. And when we hear about the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we normally hear about those sifat related to His mercy, His rahmah. But it is mercy itself which requires that when a zalim, an oppressor, is oppressing someone, that he be taken to task for that, that he be punished for that. So when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is muntaqim, the ulama state, that the meaning is that those who oppose him, the disbelievers, mushrikeen, etc., those who wrong others, the oppressors, and those who oppress themselves by sinning, those who transgress against themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recompenses them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-muntaqim in that he punishes them and takes them to task. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referred to as Al-Muntaqim. In the Quran, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, in Surah Sajda, verse 22, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ And who is a greater zalim than the one before whom the verses of his Lord were mentioned, then he turned away from them. Indeed, we will recompense the wrongdoers, the criminals, meaning muntaqim, we just heard the meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish those people for what they did wrong. They turned away from the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the mujrimun here, the verses of Allah are read to them, they are told about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dalail, the proofs for the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc., but they reject, refuse to believe in them. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recommend such people. He will punish such people. So there's no greater zalim than a person who rejects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many forms of oppression, yes. The greatest oppression is rejecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's oppression against oneself because it's depriving oneself of the blessings of Allah in the world and the hereafter, especially Jannah, which is the greatest blessing, as it is in Jannah where people will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the utmost blessing for a believer. And a kafir, an atheist, a polytheist, these people, they're depriving themselves. They're wronging themselves. So they are the greatest of the zalimun. Now there are many oppressors who receive punishment in the world for their crimes. But the mushrikun, the kuffar, in the hereafter, that's where punishment has been reserved for them. And they'll be disgraced, humiliated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seize them all. So this was the name Al-Muntaqim. Another name, which is connected somewhat, it's mentioned in hadith as well. That name is Ar-Ra'uf. So the manifestation of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when that's evident to us, when we see that, this is where the meaning of Ra'uf is found. This is from Ra'fatun. Ra'fatun means when you are merciful beyond measure, subhanallah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman, He is Ar-Rahim, and the meaning of mercy is found in many of His names. But Ar-Ra'uf and Ar-Rahim, the difference that the ulama have stated regarding them, the beautiful difference, they state that Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowing a blessing upon a person according to his need, according to his haja. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses that person. But Ar-Ra'uf, this is according to the aada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he blesses someone out of his grace. Meaning in rahmah, the person is needy. Ar-Ra'uf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it without that need, without that need existing, out of his mercy, out of his generosity. And the mercy of Allah, the bestowal of Allah, this is greater than our need. This is greater than our zurura. There may be things that we need, we granted them. But Allah gives beyond that as well, beyond measure. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا This is why it says in the Quran, Surah Nahl, verse 18, that if you try and count the blessings of Allah, you will not be able to list them. It's not possible. This was Ar-Ra'uf, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowing His grace, His blessing, His bounty upon others without them even having a need for that thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting them more than they need. So this was Ar-Rauf. Another name which is mentioned in the 99 beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Malik al-Mulk. Malik al-Mulk means the owner of the kingdom, owner of the dominion. And the meaning has been explained by the ulama that he can do whatever he wants in his kingdom, in his dominion. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his dominion, in his kingdom, he can do as he likes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do as he likes, dispose of affairs as he wishes, as he wills. And this is what he does. He is Malik al-Mulk, subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be asked about what he does. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. Surah Anbiya verse 23. That he will not be asked about what he does. They will be asked. We as human beings will be asked. We will be taken to task. Accountability will be taken. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is none in creation to ask him about his affairs, what he does, his actions. Everything belongs to Allah. In Surah Al-Fath verse 14, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And for Allah is the kingship of the heavens and the earth. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Surah Al-Imran verse 109. That for Allah is whatever is in the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Malik al-Mulk. He grants kingship, kingdom to whomsoever he wants. He removes it from whomsoever he wants. He honors whomsoever he wants. He disgraces whomsoever he wants. This is the aqidah that we should have. This is the mindset that we should have. We believe Allah is the one who grants honor and who grants kingship and who takes it away. But we also believe that every goodness is from Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. So this was the name Malik al-Mulk. Another name which is mentioned in the hadith is Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. This name has been mentioned in the Quran. In Surah Rahman verse 78, the last verse, Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions this name. Tabaraka ismu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. This is addressing the Prophet alayhi salam, that your Lord, His name is blessed. And He is the possessor of eminence and honor. Subhanallah. But we know that the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dominates His wrath. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muqsit. The meaning is Iqsat. And Iqsat means to remove oppression and compulsion, i.e. to be fair and to be just. This is the meaning taken. So Al-Muqsit refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is just, which is fair. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the believers to be just in many places. And in Surah Ma'idah, He Jalla Jalaluhu says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who are just, those who are fair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show justice on the Day of Judgment as well. If a goat with a horn attacks another one which does not possess a horn, even that will be asked upon the Day of Judgment. Justice will be dealt. Justice will be served. So insan has to think about this as well. The Day of Judgment will be asked about our mu'amalat, our matters. How did we deal with people? Was it just in a just manner? But remember, it is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show justice. And it is also the way of Allah to reconcile between people. Do you know on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather people, two people, one who had oppressed the other, they'll be on their knees, and one will be demanding his right from the other. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in that moment, will want them to reconcile. He will show them paradise, a palace in paradise, and will ask whoever can make the payment for this, make the payment. And the one whose right was violated in the world, who's oppressed, will say, who can make the payment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you can make the payment by forgiving your fellow Muslim brother, by forgiving him. And then he will end up forgiving him. Both of them will enter Jannah and live therein, abide therein. Subhanallah. This is the way of Allah. But remember, this does not mean that we daringly, boldly oppress others in the world whilst thinking of this. No, this should encourage us to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more. If this is the mercy towards those who are unjust, then imagine those who never commit oppression, those who were always obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the overflowing mercy that they will receive in the world. So be just to people. In all your mu'amalat, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show that justice. So in this world, we need to deal with people fairly. We need to ensure that we're making the right judgments, listening to both parties, reconciling between people, helping people in this way. Inshallah, this will come back in the form of great reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this particular episode, we heard many beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us the blessings of His name and enable us to memorize them and remember them as well. Ameen bi jahin nabi al-ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.